You're listening to Cat Killer on Radio KOL. I'm Tom Pike from the TV Tropes web series Echo Chamber. A few months ago, we recorded this interview about Echo Chamber's first season. The second season is set to premiere on June 5th. You're about to hear the original interview, which should give you an idea of what you missed. If you want to see more, go to tvtropes.org/EC.
So I am now talking to our special guest, Tom Pike and Zach Wallnow from the TV Tropes web series Echo Chamber. So welcome, guys, to Radio KOL.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Hi.
So you've recently completed this series. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about Echo Chamber?
Yeah, well, I think we ought to start first by explaining what in the heck TV Tropes is. I mean, I know sometimes people get linked to it and then don't ever come back. But what TV Tropes is it's a wiki. It's got a whole bunch of plot devices and the shows that use them. And basically, our job was to make these videos about a trope of the week. And those videos were supposed to just explain the trope, but we tried that and we found that it really sucks.
Because Tom sucks.
It's not why it was bad. No,
the can't write at all.
So what we did was we took the videos of us trying to do that. And we made that the show. And we just hit upon this recently. So, yeah, the first season is complete. And, yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
So, in your show within a show, you play characters who are also you.
Yeah. Well,
so, are you in character now?
That's a complicated question. See, because the characters' names are also our names, and like, if you asked a character, if you asked my character if he was in character, he would tell you he wasn't in character, because you'd think he was referring to, you'd think you were referring to his character, and so he'd tell you he was out of character, even though it would be me in character.
Let me out, I want to get off the train.
Actually, you know what, that's not even true, because what he would actually do, he wouldn't tell you he wasn't in character. He would realize halfway through the explanation of why he wasn't in character that he would give an explanation of why he wasn't in character and not tell you no.
So my next question was going to be, does all this meta stuff not confuse you? But now I'm really confused.
Yeah, well, you just had to listen to it. I had to think about it and say it. It's,
I don't think you were thinking.
So do you understand what goes on within the show? Do you understand, like, everything that you've... No, you don't know.
No. Sometimes I forget what happened first in fiction or reality.
Nice.
It gets confusing fast.
Not to me, though.
Zach understands everything, apparently.
Metamaster.
Zach has a PhD in art, if I remember correctly.
It's not true.
I can cut through the bullshit like no
it's
other.
It's not true. It doesn't have a... Be surprised if he has a bachelor's degree in being horrible. No, he can do that.
I have a master's in being horrible.
See, he just makes stuff up.
It's true if I say it. It's on the internet. It must be true.
So, what were your favorite episodes?
My favorite episode... See, it's hard to say because they all kind of portray me badly. They make me look like a real asshole.
It's true.
I'm not.
Almost.
Am I that awful?
Almost.
I'm not, shut up. So, I guess my favorite episode, I like the ones that show me not being horrible. And the one that I think comes the closest to that is Romantic False Lead, where I go out with a hot girl for the whole episode. So that's pretty fun.
Did you ever learn her name?
Why would I do that?
Because Porn Girl isn't her name?
I mean, it worked fine. She knew who I was talking to. If I was like, hey, porn girl, you know, one person's going to turn around. Or, you know, if multiple people turn around, I mean, they're probably all into, we have common interests is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wish my nickname was that good because, like, talking to her, I already knew what she did.
Does that not remove some of the potential conversation?
No, I think it opens up an entirely new world of not safe for work conversation.
So should we start calling you Camera Guy?
Yes.
I prefer that we just ignore him entirely. Pretend that...
Ignore Tom.
Yeah. What was your favorite episode? You horrible creature.
I like the one that I don't remember the most, which is Dumbass Has a Point. Because
so
I don't actually remember any of it. which is fantastic. It's like watching an event that never happened.
Is there a reason you don't remember it? Or
yeah, I hadn't slept in a week and a half when we filmed it, and we were taping it, and Tom was talking to me, and I vaguely remember not caring what he was saying to me. And then I woke up 2 days later and didn't know where I was. And the movie was done, or the episode was done, and it was awesome. It was like, I did all this work, and I didn't have to do any of it, sort of.
Okay.
It's pretty much his permanent state of being, just most of the time he remembers it. He's a walking delirium.
It was a pretty good episode.
Was it? I don't remember.
See, that's another one of the ones that just makes me look like an asshole.
It's pretty good.
Most of the episodes make you look like an asshole.
Is that true?
God. Can't cover up the truth, Tom. We know.
It's all dramatized, right? I mean, it's all right.
I think my favorite episode was Walk and Talk, and I have no idea why. Because I don't go that particular. I don't particularly pick apart episodes much, so I just watched them and went, I like that one. But yeah. Actually, that's one of my questions that I have all officially written down. How injured did you get filming a Walk and Talk? Because it looked really hard to film.
Oh, that's kind of me, isn't it?
Yes.
A question for Zach. Oh my God. Yeah.
Don't encourage him.
Wait, I forgot the question. I was so excited.
Did you get injured during Walk and Talk, walking backwards?
I pulled a hammy. It was pretty rough. Besides for my pride, I don't think much else got hurt. But we did it in like 3 takes.
We got it.
4 takes.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
That's quite impressive because there's quite a lot of dialogue in that one.
There is.
Yep. Yeah. And we kept doing it after that.
And
because then we had it.
Don't tell the people we borrow our sound equipment from, but we totally broke some of their sound equipment while filming. We bootstrapped it with duct tape, I think. Yes. You can fix anything with duct tape. If you learn anything from our show, you can fix anything with duct tape. Relationship
you
problems,
can't fix,
wounds.
You cannot fix bad dialogue with duct tape.
You can't. You put the dialogue blocking tape over their face. There you go. You fix the bad dialogue. It will fix any problem.
The moral of your entire series is that duct tape will fix any problem except possibly dialogue.
I'm pretty sure bacon.
No, I don't get bacon. Bacon's gross. Bacon is gross.
I think you may have just alienated half our listeners. Our listeners have a thing for bacon.
I'm pretty sure half of your tweets are about bacon and how delicious it is.
No, I mean delicious, how good it smells. It's a totally different thing.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Administrator looks kind of scary. What was it like working for him?
I know as much as you do. You've seen as much as we've seen. Every conference we've had with him, aside from the one where he initially hired me, is much in there.
He has beautiful eyes.
Of course, you've seen him up close.
What?
Wah, 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 wah. Phone call, Tom, phone call.
It's Dana, I'm gonna ignore it.
Oh.
She probably has something I don't want to hear to say to me.
I like Dana.
That ties in quite well with my next question, which is, how hard does Dana work you?
Oh, hard. All night.
Too hard. She works. Dana, I gave her the job so that she would, which is kind of something I regret. It was a moment of clarity that I regret realizing that I have these low standards that I'll fall to if no one's pushing me. And I was like, well, if I bring someone on whose job it is to pick up the pieces, then maybe our standards will be higher. And then I failed to realize somehow that I was going to completely hate whoever I hired to do this. So
yeah, but Tom and I work really well together. So
horrible bitch.
We figured, you know, we could suffer through her tinkering.
None of this is true. Well, none of what Zach is saying is true. That's just a blanket statement. He's like a cretin.
We're best friends.
I mean, a person from Crete. A liar from Crete. Cretan liar, and also a Cretan.
Oh, I solved that problem. Turns out the guy telling me about the liars or Cretans was full of it.
Does this answer your question?
Hi.
I can't remember what my question was anymore. Thank you.
No, I don't either.
I don't even know where I am. I'm a disembodied voice in your ear and or coming out of your speakers. Obey the voice.
Zach is just amazed at the idea that he can do something here and it can have an effect somewhere else.
I also just saw the movie Network. Hey, listeners, go see the movie Network. Go do it.
You're supposed to plug our series.
This is better than our series. Jesus but then Christ. Go watch our series, because it's also really good.
Watch Echo Chamber. Don't listen to him.
Okay, my next question. Oh, my next question is for Tom, which is, has Shannon stopped stalking you now?
That's a really stupid question. I'm sorry. I'm done with it, though. I'm done. I've woken up. I've moved on. Whatever. She can do whatever she wants. Ultimately, she's not going to, like, strangle me in my sleep. I'm not going to say she's harmless, but I am just going to ignore the problem until it goes away.
Did you ever read her blog?
She has a blog? Oh, shit. I don't want to read that. That's probably all full of horribleness. I do not want to know anything more than I already know about what goes on in her head.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Zach, do you still have the Dana sock puppet?
Yes. Of course.
I hate to think what horrible things he does to it.
I have tea parties.
That wasn't what I was thinking of, but that is equally horrible.
It's pretty great. I have a puppet for everybody I know.
So does that mean you have a Tom puppet? Did you keep the Tom puppet from the last video?
The Tom puppet's one of my favorite puppets. I put my hand in him all the time.
Zach's only friends are fictional, so he has to work with what he gets.
Just want to point out again that I did make a fisting joke in reference to Tom. So all you shippers out there, wink, wink.
I just want to point out that Zach did not wash the socks before he made puppets out of them.
No, I didn't. They're really gross.
They were horribly disgusting.
They kept everyone else out of them.
Like, you need to, like, smells do not get communicated over video. And you need to understand when you watch that season finale that smelled really bad. It smelled like Zach's feet, which smelled pretty much as you would imagine they would
smell. They smell like authenticity, Tom.
I don't think they had to be dirty to be authentic.
PhD in art, it needs to be authentic.
They don't have... He doesn't have... That doesn't even exist.
It totally does.
There's no such thing as a PhD in art.
So, speaking of the finale, this is a fairly random question, but the chainmail that you were wearing, Tom, is that yours, or was it borrowed, or...?
It's mine. I mean, yeah. It's like it straddles the line between badass and dorky, doesn't it? Like
it does.
I disagree. I think it's really dorky.
Because he's one to judge. So, no, it's just I have a whole suit, actually. I have a whole suit of armor that I would get together with my friends, and we'd bludgeon each other with inch-thick dowel rods and break them over each other's heads.
A lot.
And, The thing is, I made the mistake once, because I was in marching band in high school, to get into that suit of armor for a Halloween parade. And then I had to hold my arms up with a trumpet in them while they're covered in metal. And I'm putting all of my air out through the trumpet instead of, like, breathing as I'm marching in 75 pounds of stainless steel. I have never been more exhausted in my life. So for this shoot, I was like, nope, I am not wearing the breastplate. I am not doing any of that. It is just the chainmail.
That's fairly understandable.
Yeah.
I think chainmail's pretty cool. I think one of our DJs actually, I think he makes chainmail things, which is kind of awesome.
The chainmail there is mostly not mine. I bought the hauberk. I don't know how to say it. I think it's a Scottish word, so I apologize for completely butchering it. But all of the repairs, a bunch of additions I made to that suit, and there were a bunch of other pieces of chainmail I had that I made, but most of that I just bought because I couldn't be arsed to learn it, for the first like week or so. And then I was like, man, I wish I had made this myself, but whatever. I think that's like, I do that a lot. Like I take the easy way out only to realize that it wasn't really the easy way out.
It's just the stupid way out.
That's not what I meant. But
we only have two more questions now. Mm-hmm. Our first is, I think, possibly one of the most important of the interview, one asked, I'm sure, by tropers everywhere. Are either of you Time Lords?
if I was a Time Lord, would I tell you I was a... I'm a college kid, for God's sakes. Like, if I had the time...
I will be the first to confirm that I am. I always have been, and I always will be, and I will be back tomorrow to tell you that I also am still one.
How does that even make sense? What would you do with that?
Oh my God!
What would you do if you were a Time Lord?
I would throw up at Napoleon.
I have seen the theory that Zach is a Time Lord online because of his filming abilities. He can cut from one scene to the next instantly without moving.
Sometimes carries one camera in each hand.
Sometimes three.
That's not true.
PhD.
Doesn't carry three cameras. I don't know why. Why are you even here? All you've done is spout lies this entire time. Zach is horrible. Don't listen to Zach. Nobody likes him.
What?
Actually.
I've never
met someone who likes Zach.
And so do you and Dana and all the other puppets. Every night, you tell me how great I am. Puppet.
Okay, and last question. I asked you to suggest four songs each for our listeners to hear today. So what have you come up with?
Well, as you may or may not know on TV Tropes, my handle is actually Tans Metal. So it would be horribly, horribly wrong of me not to request at least one Rammstein song. So go with Mein Herz Brennt for that. As far as the other songs, I'm going to go with three Metallica songs. King Nothing, No Leaf Clover, and Nothing Else Matters, which pretty much adequately sums up, you know, the anger inside my soul. Also, they're just, I don't know, I like Metallica.
Well, I'm a huge Rammstein fan, and I hate Metallica. So, one out of your four choices is good.
Okay, well,
you fail.
That's pretty much par for the course with my life.
Failure!
Zach, you also.
I can do choices?
Well, I would prefer you didn't, but you're probably going to.
They're fantastic. Okay, so my favorite four songs are Lemon Jelly's Nice Weather for Ducks, Tom Waits' song Singapore, and the song Let Me Into Starfish Land by Crotch Duster, and the theme song from Elmo's World.
You don't have to sing them. She has the music. She can.
Well, you can use that to segue right in. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. So good.
You're listening to Cat Killer on Radio KOL. The interview you just heard was about the first season of Echo Chamber, the TV Tropes web show. The second season comes out on June 5th. To see the first season, go to tvtropes.org/EC.